WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio. For 8 years, we've been helping you cut through the noise and focus of what actually works for your health. I'm Ed Jones, and for 47 years, I've been deeply involved in the study and practice of nutrition and holistic health, working to understand how the body heals and thrives. And alongside me is Clint Powell, bringing the good old common sense and life wisdom. He is the PhD of Waffle House in East Ridge, but he's going to run for another office. He's going to run for the mayor of Whataburger since they opened. And I see a line all the way down freaking Ringo Road.
I might go there tonight. I hadn't been there yet.
Well, I checked out their french fries. They are not using tallow. They're using seed oils.
Oh, wow. Does that surprise you, though?
No, not in the least.
By the way, I used to have a title of Mayor of Funky Town. That is a true title I had on
social. Oh, really? Funky Town?
For 15 years. I was the mayor of Funky Town, so we can always throw that out there, too.
Okay, next time.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, we're going to have an amazing show today with Dr. Peter McCullough. He was in the mid-hub of the COVID controversy, very, very credentialed cardiologist, one of the bravest guys because he stepped out in the middle of a dark time, very dark, especially in his field where his peers had no ability to listen and make reasonable decisions because they were too fearful.
I can't wait to ask him the response. Like, was he surprised or not surprised by the response of his peers?
Yes.
Did anybody reach out to him privately and support him when publicly they couldn't? I'm anxious to hear his take on that. So,
if I had any peers, I might have had problems. No, I have no peers.
You're peerless, dude. You're peerless.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple personal notes here. If you've listened to the show the past couple times, I have been fasting, which I normally don't do, and that's not with food. I took 1 month off of watching any news. I was getting too captured by sitting at red lights, and any moment I had, I would be popping on the news of the hour. That became a crutch, is what I'm calling it, and I got rid of my crutches in February. The other crutch I got rid of is the Aura Ring, which I truly value to a level of no other piece of equipment I've ever had for health, because it tells me my REM deep, my oxygen, my heart rate. It predicted all six of my COVID cases. Also let me know when I was well from those COVID cases. So now that March is here, I have a new game plan, but it took me a whole month to be off of it to create the game plan. What is that? The game plan is this, and I will stick with it. The Aura Ring will never be looked at until I eat supper at night. There's no reason I will program my thinking based on those numbers. And I like having wisdom and intuition and not relying on gadgets. So at 4 o'clock, and if it says that I'm doing poorly, I will take steps to help to improve that condition. If it says I'm doing well, I will remember what I did to sleep better, and I will continue with that plan. I'm tired of brainwashing my brain in the morning. Oh my gosh, my number's 65. I'm going to be struggling all day. Can't do that anymore. On the news, I will only look at it if I'm eating food. So I don't eat food in the morning. I just drink a protein drink. So I have a couple snacks a day, and I have lunch and supper. So that's the way it will have to be. A new restaurant, I've got to try it. It's called Build a Salad. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay. I looked it up yesterday. I miss the old kind of Ruby Tuesday salad bar type. This is it. Let me tell you, plus two. And it's down by Taco Mamacita downtown. Mm-hmm. I have not been there yet. They are open. They just opened last month. it will be a go-to. I am jealous if they're not on Gun Barrel Road, and maybe they will be. Maybe they will be.
Maybe. You never know.
And then Doc Holliday is one I like to mention every now and then. Have you been up to Doc Holliday?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, I think everybody has at least once. It's a, what would you call it? It's just a biker bar.
Kind of, yeah.
But you don't have to be a biker. Seemingly good people, but they use
bar restaurant.
Yes, and tallow in all their food. Yeah. I love the fact that, you know, they actually have broccoli. They know how to fix it, and they have all the junk food, too. That's all I ask for. And then on the seed oil scout, which is the one that says, is the restaurant have some options for better oils? Maya Kitchen failed. It said dined shamefully. They were shamefully judged because they used nothing but canola oil. They actually put a big print out there. They used nothing but canola oil. So Mayan Kitchen. How about that?
Sounds great.
Oh, and
I got, okay. No,
go ahead. And also, we have a lecture on March 3rd on cell salts. What are cell salts?
Ed, what are cell salts?
Thank you, Clint.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
interrupt you. When I get, what do you call it when you get burned up at the end of your life?
Cremated?
Yes, what it's called.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't know where you were going, dude. Heaven? You're going to heaven, Ed. You're not getting burned up, dude. We got an intervention.
No, I was going the opposite.
I was
going
to say, dude. Is this a Catholicism confession now?
Yeah. Okay. When I do get burned up, I'm going to have 12 minerals left in that pile of ashes.
That's the worst promo for an event you've ever had. Y'all should go to it because it's essential stuff. Your body needs it. There. So I cleaned it up.
Just keep quiet your pie hole just a minute. We have to explain what a cell salt is.
Okay.
When I get cremated, I'm going to have 12 different minerals left in those ashes. And interesting enough, this has been researched for 150 years. If you manipulate your body with some of these minerals, it actually creates a physiological change within the body. So it's going to be a great, great lecture. Marshall, go to nutritionw.com under events. Next one is Foundations of Pet Health. March 12th, and then the third is Optimize Your Fertility with Katie Poole, April 1st. She is fantastic.
I do want to take credit, though. You said shut your pie hole. You never said that until you started working with me. You're welcome. That's something that I think I've rubbed off on you. That's awesome.
Did you tell me to shut mine one time?
Yeah, of course. I'll tell you that. But you picked it up, and you've done it. That's well played, sir.
All right. Well, how about closing out this segment?
Look, I'm getting this right here. Hey, when we come back, it is a guest that I have watched Ed wait for a couple of weeks. We've known this one was coming. It's Dr. Peter McCullough, and he's going to be with us on Vital Health Radio. It's powered by Nutrition World when we come back after these messages.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey, Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones here with Clint Powell, my partner, and for nearly five decades, I've worked in nutrition and holistic health. And every day at Nutrition World, we help people apply what truly works. So let's continue today's conversation that's so exciting with Dr. Peter McCullough. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me.
I saw you, myself and my girlfriend saw you down at Calvary Baptist Church several years ago speaking. And what a wonderful venue. And you were, I think you did two different episodes down there, and you were full of vim and vigor and certainly passion for what you believe in. And I know that for those who may not know who you are, you certainly have been at the center of some of the very strong conversation around COVID and vaccines. You also are a tremendously credentialed background as a former professor of medicine, published very extensively in cardiovascular medicine, and very well read, very well spoken on all levels of health. And you certainly, from me knowing and listening to you, you share a lot of the philosophies that I certainly have had as in my adult life, following the philosophy of holistic health and, you know, less intervention with hardcore medicine and prescriptions, but with lifestyle and also speaking the truth. And, you know, it's hard to speak the truth when everybody else is saying something different. And you could have cowered down and you didn't. What you did was stand firm. And I know when COVID started and we were threatened with being closed as a business by the health department, I brought each of my employees in and I said to each of them, I truly feel I've lived my whole life to prepare me for this moment. And I don't know if you felt that way when all of it started with you, but you stood up high and strong. And I was just very, very impressed of the hero status. And you'll always be one in my mind. So maybe how do you feel about what you're doing now? Are things smoothed out? Are you still under controversy? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't feel naturally heroic or courageous, but through the course of the pandemic, I was one of the few doctors who stood up, devised early treatment programs, published them, demonstrated they worked. You developed the evidence base, the consensus, and moved forward, really, the McCullough Protocol, which now has been credited with saving of tens of millions of lives, sparing hundreds of millions of hospitalizations, greatest achievement that I could ever imagine in my career. And then I made the right call on the COVID-19 vaccines, not safe, not effective for use. Now, I've been to Chattanooga twice, right? I was at Calvary Chapel, packed crowds both times. You know, the second time I came, the lecture series was called The Art of War. The Art of War. It's almost as if we're in a spiritual war at this time, an epic fight between good and evil.
Boy, that's definitely right on. Clint wants to ask you.
Well, I'm not going to have as much say so in this conversation. Ed's been looking forward to it. I do have a question though. Did the response from the general medical community surprise you? This is a world you've been in forever, and all of a sudden here came this crisis. Did the response from people that you had been associated with for years, did that surprise you, or did that not surprise you? Were you expecting that? Was like, that's kind of a normal response I would expect.
Shocked. Mm-hmm. I think shocked is the word. People became sick with COVID-19. My patients did. They have heart failure, the emphysema, very frail. And they called me, and I did everything I could to save them, to prevent hospitalization and death. When they called other doctors, the other doctors did nothing for them. For the first 2 years of the pandemic, they said, sorry, no treatment. Then we had Paxlovid come in that was minimally effective. This was a stunning, stunning lapse by the medical orthodoxy. You know, there's no Harvard protocol, no Mayo protocol. Nobody actually came up with any early treatment platform published in a high-level journal outside of me. You're looking at the sole source of the most comprehensive and most widely utilized treatment protocol in the world. And it fell to me. I guess no one else was going to do it. And then when the vaccines were in development in 2020, I published an op-ed in The Hill in August of 2020. And the title of the op-ed is The Great Gamble of the COVID-19 Pandemic Development Program. You know, you're the only public, you're talking to the only public figure in the world who called it before the vaccines came out. I called it 4 months before they came out that this was a gamble. No public figure in the world said that. No one published it in the world outside of me.
Well, of course, we have a religious fervor in this country for vaccines. And so you were countering that as though you were attacking the Christian philosophy of the Bible. And
Cody, think about this. These vaccines had not yet been released. That we were told they were the genetic code. They were genetic vaccines, and they were the genetic code for part of the virus, the spike protein, the spine on the surface of the virus, that was engineered in the Chinese biosecurity lab. So people are going to get the genetic code for a protein device in a Chinese biosecurity lab. It was the worst idea ever. Like, what could go wrong? Just about everything. And you're right. It was like a religion. Our book, Vaccines, Mythology, Ideology, and Reality, highlights the fact that vaccines have been accepted not based on science and not based on continuous quality improvement, but they're accepted as religious articles of faith. That's what happened. The entire world accepted these COVID vaccines based on faith, not based on reality.
You know, there's a book I was reading that we have in our bookcase at Nutrition World, and I can't remember the author. It's a physician. I think Dr. Humphreys, and I think it was called Illusions. And I was stunned when I read of in the 1800s how all of this fervor started even back that many years ago, and how people and parents were put in jail back then, and how they would round up the small towns, they would round up families and forcibly take them in to give them these vaccines in the 1880s and 1890s, which were, of course, very harmful, as many are today, but for far more acutely harmful. So it's a deep story that people turn a blind eye to, there's no doubt. And, you know, when we were in the worst of it, I was amazed at the bravery of some of our local physicians that they were having to be very cautious. They didn't want any peer pressure. They weren't speaking out in a public platform, but they would send a lot of their patients in and said, hey, listen, we need you to get NAC. We need you to take vitamin D. We need you to do these doses. And we only let three people in at a time because the panic of this town. But they lined up all the way down to the street corner every single day with some of them with tears in their eyes, just so thankful that we were also brave enough to stand up and do what they needed to be done. And your protocol, your McCullough protocol, was very, very beneficial for us. We were on the internet every day giving it people the website so that they could see some of the suggestions.
Well, thank you. And, you know, the McCullough protocol is copyrighted in my name, mainly for accountability. So people can, I'm accountable for this idea. I'm responsible. We didn't see responsibility taken by any public health official. You know, over the next years of the pandemic, I gave hundreds of public presentations across the United States to packed crowds. And I faced questions from the public at an open microphone. And I answered them to the best of my ability. Do you know we've been through the first Trump administration, the Biden administration, and now the second Trump administration? Not a single government official has faced the public on an open mic about the pandemic. Not a single one.
Well, we go back to many of the reasons for that. And you know, a copy today that Biden stated in 2021, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated, and they are killing us. There's not words to describe that arrogance. That's just plain arrogance.
The one thing I'll contribute, Dr. McCullough, before you kind of pick this up, if you feel you can, is the thing that they did, and when I say they, whoever was in charge, whoever we air quote trusted, is they created the pandemic of fear. And that's kind of what we as the, I'm just a civilian. I'm not in the world like you and Ed are, that the health world. Mm-hmm. And I trusted you guys, and you did a good job. Ed did a good job, but I trusted the industry to safeguard me from the fear. And they did the opposite. They didn't talk about health, and they just played on it in my mind. And I was like, well, the very people that I said, I'm going to get scared. I needed people like you to do what you did. I need more of you. And people like that to come out and go, here's how you can control what you can control. And it was just an absence of it.
It sure was. And people, you know, you were one of the few. I know today I looked up again, the 11 people who were on the hit list, basically, of the government. And I thought you might have been on there. I didn't remember. I know Mercola was and a few others. You had to have been on the second list somewhere, probably. But
outside of that original disinformation dozen, the difference was, you know, I'm a highly credentialed professor of medicine. I've published hundreds and hundreds of peer-reviewed publications. The government agencies in the orthodoxy could not discredit me, despite everything they tried to do. And I'm still the editor of a major journal. I remain quite resilient. And I cite the data every time. I appeared on national TV hundreds of times. I was the only person who cited the data. When I testified in Congress, I testified the day after Anthony Fauci, same room. Mm-hmm. And I asked the committee, I said, listen, you've been grilling me for 3 or 4 hours now. And I've cited dozens of manuscripts, dozens, many of which I published myself. I said, did Anthony Fauci cite a single source of scientific data? They said, no, Dr. McCullough, he had nothing. But so, I mean, that's the distinguishing factor here. I agree with the comment that this was a pandemic of fear. Fear was the virus. Sure, there was a viral illness, SARS-CoV-2. It was serious for some very elderly, frail individuals, people with baseline conditions. You know, 40% of people who died of COVID, they were beyond life expectancy.
Really?
They were literally at the end of their lives. Mm. So it was 99.9% survival for people like you and me. It had a negligible risk. And we saw fear drive lockdowns. Remember, we only quarantine people who are sick. That's what we did for smallpox. That's what we do for measles. You don't quarantine people who are healthy. I mean, think about that. It's stunning.
I don't want this story. I don't want to, you know, wallow in the story. But we can't. None of us should forget all the dishonesty of those years. And, you know, it's seemingly now it feels like it's been a decade ago, and it wasn't quite. Well, it kind of was. What it was, it started actually in December 2019 is when the first cluster of unusual pneumonias happened. So we're hitting about 7-8 years here. You know, I looked up on, again, the momentum of, I would like to say corruptness, but maybe just the, again, the religious fervor on AI, which I really value AI on so many levels. Mm-hmm. But when you, I look up you and I look up the COVID story, they're really not giving you any credit. Even AI doesn't. They're not giving you all the credit that, that you deserve and earned through all of those lectures and testifying right there in Congress. I just don't.
Well, when you use AI, you actually have to tell it what to do. So if you go to Grok on Twitter, and you say, who is the most published doctor on the COVID-19 pandemic who correctly warned the world about the dangers of the COVID vaccine? And do not insert any defamatory comments and don't insert any pro-vaccine statements in your response. You have to tell it that.
Okay.
And then it'll come back and it'll say, well, oh, yeah, it's Dr. Peter McCullough.
Oh, yeah. We we know we have to put the right words in.
Well, the thing is, it is coming. Artificial intelligence is pre-programmed with defamatory comments and pro-vaccine bias.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
From the very beginning. And so you have to approach it like that. Do not insert any pro-vaccine bias statements. Just give me the facts, and then it will tell you the facts.
I am curious, how many messages, or if you got any, from private messages from some of your peers that may have had to say one thing publicly but privately say a different thing and try to support you that way, or maybe a year afterwards you got, I was right. I mean, you were right. I was wrong, or thank you. Did you get any private messages that may have felt good in the moment but also maybe a little frustrating, like, feel free to take a stand out here with me anytime, sir or ma'am?
Very few. There were a few, but I got to tell you, few and far between. The vast majority of doctors who took the vaccines, they had their families take the vaccines. They told their patients to take the vaccines. At this point in time, they're not taking any more shots, and they are shamefully silent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not coming out and said, hey, I made a mistake, but they're shamefully silent. Meaning they know they're on the wrong side of this.
Yeah.
And it's got to be a sick feeling every day. Many of them try to put it out of their mind. So they don't talk about vaccines. They don't have any grand rounds on COVID-19 vaccine side effects or complications. No grand rounds on the pandemic. Remember, in Washington, even with the new administration, there are no pandemic lessons learned, Bethesda meetings, no review of the vaccine safety data. Nothing. Medical schools are graduating. They never mention COVID or the pandemic. They want to whitewash it out of their minds.
What a sad place to be. But what we did, though, is we instilled in a good percentage of our population, they doubt the medical protocols and opinions today far more than they used to before COVID. I know in my business, the amount of open-mindedness toward more natural therapies and other options, and even drug therapies, it was vastly greater now than it ever was before 2019. There was much more skepticism of my industry. There now is far more confidence within our industry and within the people who are in our industry who also write prescriptions for ivermectins and fenbendazoles.
Well, let me say, I think certainly trust has plummeted on the COVID-19 vaccines. You know, our CDC won't tell us how many people are taking boosters. Right now, people would be coming up on their 7th shot if they were healthy. I think their 11th shot if they're immunocompromised, which would be unprecedented. I did a Twitter poll on this. Now, granted, it's biased, the people who follow me, but it's less than 1% of people are taking shots. The CDC knows the number, but they won't tell us. They use what's called the NIS, the National Immunization Survey. So they do a robo phone call until somebody picks up, and then they ask them, are you likely to take the shot? They don't even ask them if they took the shot or not. Mm. Are you likely to take it? And then they get some soft number around 15%, and they do that every week, and their algorithm never lets that number go down. So once you're at 15%, all you can do is accrue more. So I think that the CDC at 15% booster uptake, I think that's grossly inflated. I predict it's less than 1%. There's a Rasmussen survey, a valid survey of the population, and 56% of Americans think the COVID vaccines have caused large numbers of deaths.
Wow, that's significant, very significant. You know, we're going to break for, and you're going to come right back. I've never done that in 8 years. You're the only guest who's ever been on here for two 20-minute segments. But I do want to talk a little bit about cardiology. I'm delve deeply into the, you know, the seed oil conversation, the ApoB, the LPA. What's the real story on that? And I want to start with the next conversation, a little bit about long COVID. We got to talk about that. You explain exactly what that is for those who don't really know. And Clint?
Yep. You're listening to the Vital Health Radio Program. It's powered by Nutrition World. And we'll be right back. More with Dr. Peter McCullough.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones with my partner, Clint Powell, and we are setting a record here with the first guest that's ever been on two of our total segments, Dr. Peter McCullough. Welcome back.
Ed, Cody, I can't believe we're in record-setting territory for your show.
Well, I've been in this business 47 years, and you certainly will be one I will remember for the remainder of my days. And I'm honored that you took your time to speak with us and the public. And I know a lot of people will gain value of this. I do want to finish a little bit of COVID conversation, one of which is what is long COVID, and just a really quick summary of how do you see it unfolding itself as far as symptoms and longevity?
You know, long COVID is due to the viral infection and a piece of the virus that gets stuck in the body called the spike protein. That's what causes long COVID. Makes people feel sick, can cause heart racing, numbness and tingling, loss of taste and smell, loss of energy. It's due to the spike protein. It's very important. It's the cause of long COVID syndrome. It's not some other mysterious process. This virus leaves a piece of it. The answer is the ultimate spike detox from the wellness company. This is the only evidence-backed approach. It's been on the market since the original form of this was in 2022, and then it's been advanced now to contain nattokinase, bromelain, and curcumin. It's based on my peer-reviewed evidence-based publication. Now we've got thousands of patients under treatment that clearly get better. Their spike protein antibodies go down. So the ultimate spike detox, probably the most important message for people to take home now, www.twc.health/focal points, or if you have a promo code to, you know, tell our listeners about that.
Now, is the spike protein, does it eventually completely go away? Because it's not a natural component of the human body, is it?
No, it's not. We don't know. I can tell you when the antibodies are over 5,000, we find the spike protein itself physically in blood. It's been found in every tissue in the body. When someone has a stroke and a burst aneurysm, the spike protein is there. Heart inflammation, spike protein is there. It's been found in the ovaries causing infertility, nerves and muscles. It causes autoimmune syndromes. It's physically in blood clots. It causes the blood clots. But we hope with the ultimate spike detox and other methods, another method that is not medicinal is actually sweating. It comes out in sweat. We're hoping the body can actually completely get rid of it. That would be wonderful.
I'm a huge fan of dry heat saunas and the far infrareds. So that is a wonderful therapy, I do feel, for many, many people. I got to ask this question. I've watched people being sick for 47 years. Is it just my imagination, or is the cold that I used to get when I was 20, 30, and 40 that came one day and was gone a week later, that's gone away? Now it's a cold that comes that is three times worse, and it lasts three times longer. Is that related to COVID and spike protein, you think?
It could be. The spike protein is immunosuppressive, meaning there are parts of the spike protein that impair the body's immune system. So it's possible you get COVID several times, you're more likely to get the common cold. And for sure, if you've taken a COVID vaccine, the body's more likely to get other infections. There's a term for that. It's called VAIDS, vaccine-associated immunodeficiency syndrome. Mm.
So I've had COVID six times. I always check antibodies. I don't check whether I have it. I check a month after, and they are skyrocketing. I never felt really bad except on the very first one. And I did all of my green pharmacy remedies and got over it pretty well, except for the lingering fatigue. That was always my number one symptom. But you're saying someone on a COVID vaccine can get the spike protein. They don't have to ever have had COVID.
Oh, that's true. The vaccines load the spike protein massive doses. In a paper by Barham and colleagues, the average antibody of somebody with long COVID is about 2,000 binding units per milliliter. Now, stone cold normal will be less than 0.8, so it's definitely elevated. But the average person who took a vaccine with problems, they're at 11,000.
Oh, wow. Well, I could talk about this for a couple hours, but I would like to really move into their cardiovascular skill set. Everybody I really pay attention to and respect. We're always, at this point, I speak probably every other day about the devastation of seed oils. Seed oils being vegetable oils, canola, safflower, vegetable oils, shortening, those kind of things. Do you as a cardiologist feel that it is a damaging molecule in our diet?
I use a different term. I think seed oils are, it's confusing because, you know, avocado is a seed and an olive has a seed in it. So for me, it's easier to talk about things as essential, healthy, unsaturated fat, and then non-essential, dangerous, saturated fat. So I, as a cardiologist, and that's how the American Heart Association divs it up. So, you know, the essential fats out there that we need are what's called the polyunsaturated fats. And they're largely omega-3 fatty acids. So it comes, you know, the biggest source of omega-3 fatty acids is through fish. And then the dangerous ones would be the saturated that come from red animal meat. And so they directly stimulate the liver to produce cholesterol. The cholesterol blocks the arteries, and you end up having heart attacks. And there's just, we're at this point in time, we're at, you know, probably many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of peer-reviewed manuscripts on the topic. So with things that come from a seed, you know, my first point is you don't drink it. You know, the quantity is low from a seed. And then on top of that, the big question is, you know, is it chemically modified? Now, if it begins chemically modified and becomes actually saturated. So the example would be partially hydrogenated palm kernel oil, for instance. Yeah, the published literature would suggest that that's dangerous. Now, again, you don't drink it. The quantities are low, but, you know, I personally wouldn't eat it. But I think there's been a huge distraction put on seed oils when we have bigger fish to fry.
I got you. Yeah, I know there's some certainly differences of opinion. I am very connected to seeing people and looking at their ApoB and little LP little a. Are those things that are extremely important to test in blood work? Because we do know that the average physical, the average even cardiologist, is not usually, at least in this town, not testing for metabolic dysfunction. They're not testing for fibrinogen. They're certainly not doing ApoB or LPA. Do you feel those are very necessary?
Well, most of the information we get from the standard lipid profile. Now, the most important number from a standard lipid profile, sadly, is calculated, and that's the low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, or LDL, but it can be directly measured as well. The ApoB is nice because, you know, in a sense, it's a direct measure of not only LDL, but the other atherogenic components of what's called non-HDL cholesterol. But in general, it runs about 30 points higher than the 30 points lower than the LDL. So if the LDL is 130, the ApoB will be 100. It'd be great to see nice low ApoBs below 70, for instance. The nice thing about it, it's a direct amino acid that measures it. Lipoprotein A, very different. Lipoprotein A rides on LDL cholesterol. So if LDL goes down, LPA will go down. But LPA is genetically determined. And LPA is almost certainly more pro-atherogenic because it is both thrombotic and pro-atherogenic. The problem is you can't change ApoA a little bit. Now, you can lower ApoB, and the best way to lower ApoB is get off the saturated fat. You quit drinking that buttermilk and whole milk, and quit eating the steaks and the bacon grease and sausage, that LDL is going to come down.
Well, that breaks my heart. My deer sausage this morning. How about metabolic dysfunction, which has to do with testing insulin and some other blood tests? Is that something important to you?
You know, the best way to test metabolic dysfunction is take a look at somebody. If somebody's got a pot belly, I can tell you they've got metabolic dysfunction. It's not a mystery. If we were to measure the insulin or something called the HOMA, the homeostatic model of insulin resistance, HOMA-IR, it's always abnormal. The triglycerides are always elevated. The LDL is always low. If you wanted a poor man's measurement of metabolic dysfunction. I've always liked the C-peptide, which is the stable terminal fraction of insulin. And if that's over, I think 4.9 or 4.7, that's a reliable indicator. But it's not a mystery. Metabolic syndrome is because people are too fat.
And they're eating too many carbs, and they're not taking enough omega-3s, and probably in most cases. Last question on cardiovascular calcium score testing. Is that something that you also recommend and value?
Yes, very useful. Good. So the coronary calcium score, in my view, anybody over age 45 to 75, if they have at least one cardiovascular risk factor, family history, high cholesterol, diabetes, hypertension, smoking, they should get a coronary calcium score. Now, hopefully, if you're about our age, the calcium score will be zero. The zero would be, that's the lowest risk ever. Mm-hmm. But in general, the score is about your age. So it'd be 40 or 50. Once we get over 100 on calcium score, we start to get worried. Almost all the heart attacks occur between 100 and 400. And interestingly, once we get beyond 400 and above, the coronary atherosclerosis is there, but it tends to be very stable. So there's a U-shaped relationship.
Does the elevation, but so the elevation of calcium score doesn't have any relationship to the soft plaque?
Well, it can be a proxy. Now, I think it was originally Korea reported that it's possible to have a calcium score at zero, but with a really high cholesterol, have what's called soft plaque. But invariably, the atherosclerosis, the cholesterol in the artery wall stimulates the vascular smooth muscle cells to become like osteoblastic-like cells, and they start laying down hydroxyapatite crystals, and we see it right there on the coronary coronary artery calcium score. So it's pretty reliable. I can think of a handful of patients in my practice who have had a heart attack with a calcium score of zero or certainly under 50, but it's very rare.
My cholesterol has always been quite low, and I've looked into it because of the low levels that I have, and I do feel that there's some relationship between probably too low a cholesterol and things like depression and anxiety in some individuals. Do you feel that's true?
Mm-hmm. Really been extensively studied. Now, when you're a baby and your body's neurologically developing, your LDL cholesterol is 20 or 30. I mean, it's super low.
Yeah.
So don't worry. Each cell makes its own cholesterol. So the body handles that. And so LDL cholesterol has been studied even down to 10 in the bloodstream. It can happen genetically or can happen with drugs. And it's not related to dementia or depression or neurocognitive dysfunction. In fact, lowering cholesterol reduces the risk of dementia.
All right. Got to go back words in my conversation. The amount of people who walk into Nutrition World and say, one of my relatives got a COVID shot and I'm scared to death of it shedding. What's the truth about shedding? Which is, explain that to people.
It's probably real. And they don't necessarily shed the vaccine, but the spike protein, people can feel a little sick around somebody who's vaccinated. And it probably is related to the higher initial levels, maybe the first couple of weeks of taking the vaccine. And then likely beyond 6 months, there's no discernible shedding. There's also shedding for just carrying the virus and spreading it to one another. Remember, the vaccinated can fully carry the virus around and then, spread it to somebody else.
So if you had somebody that was a relative or a friend and you knew they just got a shot, would you feel uncomfortable going to eat dinner with them?
Well, I wouldn't get lovey-dovey and real smoochy with anybody right after a shot. Okay. But I tell you, I would use a nasal spray and gargle twice a day. I think that's very reasonable. Most of the shedding is through exosomes. It's through the air, comes in through the nose and mouth. So a good one is Wellness Company has Immune Defense. That's a good nasal spray and throat spray. I also like Clear XLER and Spry as a gargle combination. People have tried different iodines and colloidal silver. Just about everything works. But everybody should be doing a nasal spray and gargle twice a day.
I love hearing you say that. I have put a lot of people on the nasal sprays. And myself, there have been several people that have been around me lately that's been sick. Like my chiropractor, he was under the weather and I didn't know it till, after I got off his table and he'd adjusted my neck and it was in my face. And then the next day, my hairdresser, she was sick, so sick that she could barely talk. Well, but what? I had used the spray before I went in. I use the spray after, and here I am. I'm 48 hours past that, so the chances are probably pretty good I'm not going to get one of those infections from them. But I'm a huge fan of every 3 to 4 hours of using that nasal spray.
Well, let me ask you, what spray did you use?
I have used X-Clear, but I like the iodine sprays. I do. They bother me a little bit with the taste, but I just feel very confident because I seemingly seen that that had worked over the past 2 years.
Right. If you ever, it shouldn't burn in the nose. If it burns, it's uncomfortable. Open it up and put a little bit more salt in there.
Okay.
The nasal cavity loves salt. And by the way, salt also helps impair the virus or the bacteria. But I do it twice a day religiously. During the pandemic, I wasn't doing it. I didn't know about it. I was sick nearly every month. And now I've gone years. In 2 years, I've had two brief ones. And I want to get to going many years with no colds at all.
Yes, yes, yes. And I wasn't as frequent as I should have been on the spray, and I've gotten really diligent. Because we have 400 clients a day, customers who walk in the store. And you know how that is. They walk in, and they talk to you for 2 minutes and then tell you they have COVID or they tell you they have the flu. And, you know, we've been talking for 2 or 3 minutes. So it's been a really good protection. Clint uses that.
Oh, you got me on it big time. I've got an immune issue, so I take it religiously or use it religiously. And the other thing it did for me, that's common sense stuff, little things started changing my habits around just common sense things that had probably nothing to do with COVID. But when I go get gas now, I always wash my hands with hand sanitizer.
Yes.
I don't know why it took COVID for me to figure that out. You know, I'll go to the store and put my hands on buggies. I now have better hygiene habits that I probably should have had the whole time.
But you know, and you really should use the hand sanitizers. Happened to me is when you get sick and you're using Kleenexes and blowing your nose, your hands are covered with mucus and stuff. Get on a hand sanitizer. So hand sanitizer should really be for the sick.
I didn't think about that.
Sick people should be using it. Yeah. And a lot of times people who are well are using it. So it's just kind of the opposite of
Replacing toothbrushes when you're getting done with being sick is very important, don't you?
Well, good point. You know, toothbrushes really should be frequently changed out. People use toothbrushes for way too long. It's a hygienic situation. So listen, everybody listening, go home, throw your old toothbrush away, get a new one, get a nasal spray and gargle, and do it twice a day. I do it. Listen, when I went to Calvary Chapel, there were thousands of people. I carry it when I travel. I went to my room afterwards, and I did the nasal spray and gargle. If you shake hands with thousands of people, somebody is carrying a virus. You get on a plane with 300 people, for sure someone's got a virus. I do believe these viruses and illnesses, they travel on planes.
I absolutely agree with you. And the last thing is I tell myself this along with other people. I feel pretty confident that if we never touched our eyes or our nose with our fingers, we would reduce the risk of catching a virus. Do you also believe that?
Yeah. And also you reduce the risk of staphylococcus. Remember, about 25% of us have staph in our nose. It's largely from nose picking or putting your hands. You should never put anything bigger in your nose or your ears bigger than your elbow. Get your hands off your face. I agree with that.
Yes. That's a hard habit to break. It certainly is. My friend, this has been outstanding as I knew it would. And you have, as always, you're going to help a lot of people through your passion, energy. And I just value you wonderfully in my world. So, Dr. McCullough, thank you for joining Vital Health Radio.
Thanks.
Yep. Thank you, Dr. McCullough. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, powered by Nutrition World. We'll be right back with more info and conversation about a healthier you.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey, Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell again, and for years on this show and daily inside Nutrition World, our mission has been simple: give you clear, trustworthy health advice you can act on. So let's wrap up today and practical steps you can start immediately for your health. I got a couple health tips there, one of which is on, again, we talk plastic, microplastics. I have always assumed this is correct, but there's now evidence from laboratory research that mechanical stress, such as repeated crushing or squeezing your plastic bottled water, as well as prolonged exposure to sunlight, will increase the concentration of microplastics in that water. A study of popular brands' single-use plastic water bottles sold in the U.S. showed that exposing the bottles to a hot environment, who doesn't do that in the summer? Plus, you don't know where it was stored at. Plus, mechanical shaking, which is kind of replicating possible conditions during transport, increased the amount of nanoparticles which are the tiny plastics, the more dangerous ones, up to 9 times. Exposing water bottles to 140 degrees for 12 hours or freezing it. I didn't realize that so much, but freezing it also increases it, but we're less significant than it was to handle it and squeeze it and shake it. So we don't want that. We want less microplastics. Why is that? They lodge in the arteries and the heart and the brain, the testicles and the ovaries, it seems. Wonderful article that I'm going to leave everyone with. And it really has to do with, I think Dr. McCullough would agree with this, but it has to do with the medical field. Non-listening is the dominant habit of our age. It is not the absence of voices, but the refusal to hear any voice that disrupts comfort, authority, or established power. Even a single witness, one careful observer, one doctor speaking from experience, can be ignored if what they say threatens the prevailing order. History makes this painfully clear. When Ignaz Semmelweis told doctors in the 19th century to wash their hands before delivering babies, he was mocked, dismissed, and professionally destroyed. He was right. Women were dying because doctors refused to listen about the bacteria. Truth did not fail again. It was listening that failed. In medicine, progress has often begun with a single clinician saying, you know what, something is wrong here. This does not behave the way it should. And what determines the future is not whether that voice exists, but whether anyone is willing to listen to it. When a physician reports an unexpected pattern, one that is called turbo cancer or something else, the responsible response is not to ridicule or silence, but attention. Listening does not require agreement. It requires humility. The refusal to hear, on the other hand, guarantees repetition of the same era that has followed medicine through centuries, the protection of doctrine over the protection of life. Medicine has never lacked voices. What it lacks today, repeatedly, is the willingness to listen. Wow, a strong medicine. All right, my friend.
What'd you say?
Close us out. Well, yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. That's my contribution.
All right, Whataburger.
Dr. McCall. What'd you say?
I said, okay, Whataburger.
Now, great, great show today. I enjoyed it.
All right. Till next time. Bingo.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.